All right, so today we're switching things up a bit. Yeah. Doing a deep dive into, well, it's kind of a cry for help from one of our
Oh,
listeners.
it intrigued me.
Right. It's a story that, well, it was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast, and honestly, it's one of those things that it starts bad and then it just seems to get worse and worse.
Right, I'm hooked. Let's hear it.
Okay, so we've got this listener. Let's just call him Desperado, for the sake of the story. And he's writing in about his upstairs neighbors, and it's not even like a regular noise complaint. It's Well, we're talking dog urine, weird packages showing up, even, and this is crazy, like a potential break-in.
Whoa, okay, so hold on. This is already like way beyond just like your average neighborly stuff.
Yeah.
What were the first like red flag, the early signs that things were going south?
Yeah, so he talks about moving in and just being like, psyched about how quiet the apartment was, peace and quiet at last, right? But then these new neighbors move in, and get this, in the middle of the night.
Okay, see, it's not legal or anything, but moving in the middle of the night, it's often a way to like avoid the other tenants, maybe skirt some building rules. Not necessarily a bad thing on its own, but it could be a sign that someone's trying to stay under the radar.
Right, like a little fishy from the start. And well, it didn't take long for things to, really go downhill. The first problem was the dogs. Now, Desperado even says he loves animals, but he was finding like tons of dog hair on his balcony, which gross. And then the barking started. Like, I'm talking constant barking.
Yeah, the constant noise, especially when it's an animal, it can be crazy making. It's not just annoying. It like takes away that feeling of peace in your own place. It's often the first step in what I call territory encroachment, like pushing the limits to see what they can get away with.
And it sadly went way beyond just barking. He's describing sitting on his balcony one morning, coffee in hand, just trying to enjoy the day, and bam, he splashed with get this dog urine from above.
Oh, no way. Come on. That's not an accident. That's got to be intentional. And, psychologically, it's about dominance. It's one thing if a dog has an accident, but to like pour it on someone's balcony,
Yeah.
major red flag.
For real, Desperado was, well, shocked is an understatement. He cleaned it up, hoping it was just a one-time awful thing, but it happened again and again. He's trying to be reasonable, but they're not even like acknowledging him.
And that's the thing, isn't it? You see this a lot. The victim tries to rationalize it, hoping it's not as bad as it seems, while the person doing it, they just get bolder because there's no pushback.
And it, believe me, gets so much worse.
So we're talking like weaponized dog pee, which is just oof on
Yeah.
so many levels,
Yeah.
Where does it go from there?
Well, so then Desperado, he starts finding dog poop on his balcony.
Okay, yeah.
And not just like, one time, but over and over. It's like they were sending a message.
Yeah, see, this is where it crosses over, right? From just being a pain to like purposeful putting dog crap, even if it technically is his balcony, it's about claiming the space,
Yeah.
right? Like, this is ours now. Back off.
Right, exactly. So he tries to talk to them directly and knocks on the door, just wants to, hash things out. And he even runs into one of the neighbors, a teenager, who, well, basically just blew him off, didn't care at all.
That's huge, though, right? The teenager not caring, it tells you this behavior is okay in that apartment, maybe even encouraged. And for our guy Desperado, it means talking won't work. These aren't people who are going to be like, oh, sorry, didn't realize,
Totally. You can practically feel him getting more and more frustrated as he's writing this. And it sadly doesn't stop there. He mentions way more people coming and going, like at weird hours, people he doesn't recognize. He even says he's seen what he thinks were guns a couple times.
Okay, now at this point, his fear is completely valid. When you've got potentially criminal stuff happening on top of the harassment, yeah, anyone would feel unsafe.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. And then there's the egg incident. He's woken up late one night by this huge splat against his door. An egg thrown from upstairs, obviously. He even sees one of them, an older guy, laughing as he goes back in.
See, what might be like a dumb prank in any other situation, here it means something totally different. It's like saying, we can get to you anytime, and meant to freak him out. It's textbook, honestly, how harassment escalates.
Totally. Like something out of a thriller, right? And you're right, it's not just about noise at this point. There's something way more like creaky about it.
Right. And the fact that it's all happening at night eight, that's important too. They're taking away that feeling of safety. The peace you should have in your own home is just gone.
It's chilling. And then it gets even wilder. Believe it or not, Desperado, he's got a security camera and he actually catches one of the upstairs guys. Looks like he's trying to pick his lock.
See, now that is chilling. Even if they didn't actually get in, the message is clear, right? It's about making him feel like nowhere is safe, not even inside.
And as if that wasn't bad enough, The very next morning, his car's been keyed. Huge scratches all down the side.
Classic escalation tactic right there. Keying the car, it's about doing damage that everyone can see that costs money. And it makes you feel powerless. Mm-hmm. It's aggression, plain and simple.
Like they're trying to run him out, almost.
You see this with some people. It's about control and zero empathy. They push and push, and if nothing stops them, they just keep going. Vicious cycle.
And the worst part, desperado, he tried everything to make it stop. Called the building manager a million times, got the HOA involved, even the cops.
Yeah.
Nothing worked.
That's the thing. Sadly, so often in these stories, the systems that are supposed to protect people, they fail. It feels like the person doing the harassing, they can do whatever they want while the victim's just stuck.
Breaks your heart, honestly. And this whole thing, it wrecked him and his family. His wife's terrified. His daughter's too scared to even go outside. This wasn't just like a neighbor being a jerk anymore. It was their whole lives.
That's the real damage, right? That ripple effect. It gets into everything. It takes away your peace of mind. That feeling of safety, even just enjoying your own place, is gone.
And that's why he finally reached out, right? To the podcast. He's desperate. Like, what do you do when you've tried everything? Is moving the only way out?
Well, it's the question, right? A lot of people in this situation, they're stuck. And there are, sadly, no easy answers. Legally, there are things you could do, like documenting everything really carefully, talking to a lawyer who knows tenant rights, even maybe like a restraining order if it gets bad enough.
I mean, that's good to know, but it sounds intense.
Oh, it can be.
Yeah.
Those processes, they take time, they cost money, and honestly, they take a toll on you. And no guarantees, right? Sometimes moving, as awful as it is to leave your home, it feels like the only way to actually feel safe again, to get that peace of mind back.
It's just, it's sad that it comes to that. But yeah, you got to look out for yourself, for your family. You really feel for this guy. Listening to him describe everything, it makes you think, like, when does it go from just a neighbor being a pain to like something scarier, more serious, you know?
Right. Where's the line?
Yeah.
And the tough thing is there's no one answer.
Mm.
But this story, it reminds us that we got to think about the people around us, you know? Mm. Being a good neighbor, it's not just saying hi in the hallway.
Mm.
It's about boundaries.
Mm.
Thinking about how what you do affects other people and owning your actions.
Absolutely. It's about, like you said, a community where everyone feels safe at home, like it should be.
Exactly. And to anyone out there who might be going through something similar, you're not alone.
Mm.
Don't be afraid to reach out, whether it's a friend, a tenants' rights group, even just sharing your story. Sometimes just knowing other people get it, that it's not just you, it makes all the difference.
So true. It reminds us that we're not just like islands, right? We got to look out for each other, speak up when things are wrong, and build those communities where everyone feels safe and respected. That's a good note to end on, I think. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone.